Good morning. Oh, good evening. I'll try to be brief in the hour allotted to me. The reason why I'm standing up here is because my president, Portia Holmes, she is a little too modest to tell of our success story. You know, that's a joke, too. But she's not modest. So I want to really share with you a success story at Albany State University that we're very proud of, and I'm sure there are a number of you in the room that can share the same story. Last April, we underwent our NK accreditation. And after the accreditation was over, the chairman said, "You all have got to get your torch out from under the rock. Wave it so that everyone can see what a great job you're doing." Now, in spite of that, we have a condition, and that's what I want to talk to you about. Through the help of my president, I was able to pull together a dream team. That's a Johnny Cochran sidebar. And the dream team pulled together the condition that was related to Standard 2. Now, if you don't know anything about this, folks, this is real. And you got to get your act together, because everything that we're talking about this evening is null and void if you are not accredited. I hope you understand that. Okay? So we got an amen. So the dream team went together, and within 28 days, we pulled together our assessment unit. It looked good, and I developed the portfolio, sent it forward, and I put a little note on it that the president didn't see. And the little post-it says, "If this polio fits, you must acquit." And 3 weeks ago, we received a nice little letter saying that, I don't know whether it was 91 institutions or 191, had been reviewed because of this rejoinder, Standard 2 assessment, and they were happy to inform us that we were fully accredited. So the dream team came alive. Thank you, Madam President, and we are very, very proud of that, and we know that we are in a very envious position. Now, if I had to just frame what I want to say very briefly, it would be lessons learned. Work smarter, not harder. It's amazing to me how we can complicate life when there's so much out there to make it simple. But the first thing you have to do is to be able to recognize what's available to you. So we were able to get an assessment measure to deal with Standard 2, and this assessment measure is referred to as TEAS, which is a teacher education assessment system. And it's available to everyone. And this assessment system is so good now that it is now being adopted by the State of Georgia Professional Standards Commission. So me and my modesty, they had a rollout meeting about a week or so ago, and I went to the meeting, and I asked them what took them so long, because we had been using that 3 or 4 months ago. But anyway, that's all right. We coupled the TEAS system with TK20, which is a system that allows you to look at individual performances of each of your candidates. And we have now developed a complete data-driven system where at the punch of a button, I can tell you everything about every one of our students in teacher education. Now, this new assessment model by NCATE is no longer a talkative mechanism where you can talk or, excuse the cliche, BS your way through it. What they want to see is the datum. Okay? They want to see it. They want to see graphs. They want to see charts. That's what they want. They don't want all of this narrative explaining about how good you are. They want to see it. And then when they see it, the other question is, how do you use this data to bring about change in your program? And that's what it's all about. And all of these institutions out there have not gotten into that frame of thinking about what has to be done to meet standard two of the assessment. Now, I have been very vocal against high stake testing. Don't like it, never will, but I have enough sense to realize that it ain't going away. So I think I'm a little more forceful in what I want to do now and say, because they can't say Albany State or Will Campbell, you're just making an excuse, because at Albany State, our overall practice rate for practice two is 84%. I've got three programs that are 100% passing rate. One of the programs is scoring above the national average. So you're talking about an HCBU in Southwest Georgia, in the Black Belt, that can stand up and say, we don't like high-stake testing, but we'll go with what we have. Finally, communication is one of the things that we were able to get out of the process of assessment, meaning that we found out that there was a lack of communication between all of our parts. The data was there, but no one had come together to make it into a whole. So institutional advancement was not talking to institutional technology. Institutional research was not talking to them. Academic affairs had information over here. Fiscal affairs had information over here. And no one pulled it together. So as a result of this little exercise, we are now going up fairly soon for SACS accreditation. And what we found out now is that SACS is going to be very easy for us, because they're going to be able to utilize the system that we put in place in education to provide the data that they're going to use, and it's just a matter of working smarter and not harder. Thank you.